Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers. Welcome back to Relic Radio Thrillers. We're going to hear from The Man Called X this week, a series that starred Herbert Marshall, debuted over CBS stations in July of 1944, aired until 1952. By that time, it had moved to NBC. Our story today is from March 31st, 1951. It's titled The Blue Unicorn.
Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Born of invasion, bred on rebellion, matured in violence. But the world changes and Ireland with it. And today, Dublin Airport is a regular stopover for the transatlantic planes from England. Terror's halls have crumbled, the Normans are forgotten, and the rebels gone to their destinies. But one thing still remains, violence.
I hardly see the necessity of going any farther away from the main waiting room, Monsieur Boucher. You know, I'm not supposed to be separated from the guards who are traveling with me.
Well, I can understand that, considering what you're carrying, and that's why I want to speak to you alone.
But isn't this far enough? We're out of sight from everyone.
Yes, I know. Sealed metal case, handcuffed to your wrist. Highly secret papers, huh?
The British government really didn't see fit to confide in me. Now, you were going to tell me about...
Yes, about the plot to waylay and rob you. Yeah. Well, it's simply a matter of this.
No!
Plot was mine, my stupid little messenger. And as for the clever little trick of handcuffing the container to your wrist, well, thank you very much.
Well, I certainly can't think why he might come down here, but surely looked every other place for him, and I think... Huh? They're down there on the floor. Danny! Danny, don't let anybody in the corridor. And get a doctor. Hurry!
I've just talked with the British Security Office by transatlantic phone, Chief.
Yeah?
It's been almost 48 hours and they don't have a single lead yet.
Okay, Ken, I know what you're driving at. You want to get into the case yourself, right?
Chief, is there any other case more important at the moment?
Yeah, no. A complete set of progress reports from the British Atomic Energy Commission in the hands of somebody.
And so far, nothing's been done to get them back, right?
Well, apparently not. At least not with any success.
And that passenger, Boucher, if that's his name, he's still missing, right, Chief?
Well, he seems to have disappeared.
Dublin's not an easy city to hide out in unless you've made plans ahead of time. Don't you agree?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. Wait a minute, Ken. I started out asking the question.
Chief... I'm going to Dublin.
Well, in that case, you better use the reservation I made for you on this afternoon's plane.
You... Well, I'll be...
Ken, those reports are being sent to Oak Ridge. Some of the secret material in them would... Well, get them back, that's all.
Not quite all. I want Boucher along with the reports. Take someone pretty cold-blooded to steal a handcuffed dispatch case by cutting off their hand. Should be about. Dagon!
Huh?
What are you doing on this plane?
Mr. X?
You're going to Dublin too?
You mean you are? Oh, no. Why do you say no like that?
Dagon, when you're happy to see me, it means you're not broke. And when you're not broke, you're usually mixed up in something crooked.
Mr. Thurston, honest, I swear by the father of my
now,
father.
Since you're going to Dublin, it might be the same thing I'm interested in.
I knew it. The second I saw you, I knew you were going to louse up the whole act.
Act what act, Fagon?
Act? That is what I mean is... Act? What act?
I beg your pardon, if... Fagon, You too.
Zora, oh.
So I'm going to have competition, huh?
Competition? Yeah, well, I'll see you, Zora, around somewhere.
Hey, now, aren't you going to introduce me?
Well, you know, this, I mean, well...
I'm Ken Thurston, Miss...
Dane, Zora Dane, how do you do?
Good.
Well, all flying to Dublin. And are you also going to the Blue Unicorn Inn, Mr. Thurston?
Well,
Oh, no, Zora, no. He always stays at the Shelburne. I mean, I guess he does. He's only a casualty acquaintance, you understand?
Of course I'm going to the Blue Unicorn. Oh. After all, where else?
You'd like to change your mind and go to the Shelburne after all, huh? I'd be only too happy to carry your bag.
Oh, thanks, Pedro. I imagine the Blue Unicorn is all right.
But that's not the point, Mr. X. What I mean is...
Look, maybe if you explained your problem, whatever it was you were scared to talk about on the plane with Zora around.
Oh, what's the use? I'm a gone goose anyway. You look.
Here, against the building. Too dark to go after them. All right, Pagon, let's have it straight. Now, fast. What about this Blue Unicorn? What's the setup?
Well, I only heard about this deal from Uncle Ahmed, and he only heard accidentally. A rumor, you understand?
Yeah, I know. Underworld grapevine. Go on.
Well, the way he heard it, some stolen papers were going to be sold at this highest bidder here at this Blue Unicorn, and, well, I was only going to investigate it and then tell you.
You were going to make a crooked buck if you could figure some angle. What about this Zora Dane? Is that a real name?
I don't know.
Ever hear of a man named Boucher?
Mr. Thurston, I've told you everything I know now. So why can't we act like strangers, huh? Not even safe to be around you.
Pagon, what makes you think that shot was meant for me?
Well, there's nobody else here but just you and... me?
Sure. Huh? You're a potential competitor, aren't you? Stranger?
Stranger, nothing, Mr. H. From now on, I'm going to stick to you closer than a couple of wet blankets.
Welcome to the Blue Unicorn, Mr. Thurston, Mr. Zellschmidt.
Hello.
My name's Jensen. Now, just put your names down in the book here, and I'll have the boys show you up to your rooms.
Good.
Amazing the way the guests have been finding my little place. Just opened a few days ago, and there are four here already. And now you two. The Blue Unicorn has been closed for 2 years, you know. Belongs to a fellow here in Dublin named McCarrigan. I just leased it from him last week.
Uh-huh.
They told me I'd go broke with it, but I figure a good cook can always bring business to an inn.
It might be a good idea to try some of your cooking right now, Mr. Jensen. We came straight from the plane. We haven't eaten.
Well, it's a little past the dinner hour, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, but that shouldn't be any problem for a good cook.
And it isn't. As a matter of fact, I served one of my specialties tonight, and there's some left over.
Irish, too.
No, it's a fricassee. And, gentlemen, until you've tasted Jensen's chicken fricassee, you haven't lived.
All right, Mr. Jensen, let's start living.
Gentlemen, 2 pints of stout.
Look at that head.
It's brewed right here in Dublin at the south side of town.
Yeah, I know. Well, excellent menu, Mr. Jensen.
Thank you. Maybe you'll decide to stay a month or two.
Well, my plans are a little indefinite so far.
Exactly what the other guests said.
Did they?
I think they're all in the public room, by the way. If you'd care to meet them, just go on in and introduce yourselves.
Fine, thanks. Uh-huh. Coming, Pagon?
Oh, you bet I'm coming, Mr. Thurston. With characters flipping bullets at me, I'm sticking closer to you than your own mother.
And here we go. Good evening.
Well, more competition. I wondered what happened to you, gentlemen.
Nice of you to be concerned, Miss Dane.
Well, I was hoping for the best, but here you are.
Disarmingly frank, isn't that the way they put it?
I suppose. Let me introduce a couple of more rivals. Mr. Thurston and Mr. Zellschmidt, this is Ivan Gonoff. He is the dark, sullen type. The sleepy-looking one draped over the chair is Bertie Battersea.
Pleasure, old boy.
He's the hypocritical type. What kind are you, Mr. Thurston?
Well, I'm a part of the kind who interrupts other people's dart games. Go right ahead. We'll watch.
All right. Oh, there is one more, by the way. A man named Khan. He went to bed early.
Well, Yvonne, old boy. It's your throw, you know.
Right. It's a game for children.
Oh, it is the way you play it. Give him a zero, Bertie.
Pleasure.
Would you like to get into the game, Mr. Thurston?
You mean the dart game?
Oh, call it what you like. Put your name on the blackboard there. All scores are public.
Yeah, I see here. Ivan, 50,000. Bertie, 65,000. Zora, 75. And Khan, 100. Mr. Khan seems to be winning so far.
Oh, the score keeps changing. Ivan is now waiting for a cablegram.
Uh-huh. Is this in points, pounds, or dollars?
Your American dollar has become standard everywhere, hasn't it?
I guess so. Well, maybe a challenge is in order.
A challenge? Ah. Thurston will double anybody's highest score. That is quite a challenge.
Yes, indeed. You really ought to toss a dart or two, old boy. Back it up, you know.
All right. Fine.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, let's see.
Well, Bertie.
Two bullseyes.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Smug Americans always know everything.
I didn't learn that in America, Ivan. It was in Peru, where they use poison on the darts.
Miss Dane, gentlemen, something tragic has just happened.
Oh?
The boy found Mr. Khan in his room, dead.
Huh?
What?
It's apparently a heart attack.
A heart attack, huh?
It's too late to inform the authorities until morning, but I did think you ought to know. And if you'll excuse me now.
Well, one down and five to go. That leaves you with high bid, Miss Dane.
I suppose you mean high score, Mr. Thurston. But aren't you forgetting your offer to double anybody else?
Yes, actually, you're a high man, old boy. Care to toss another dart?
No, I think I'll quit while I'm ahead, at least for the night.
Is it not a little dangerous to be ahead, Thurston?
Mr. Khan, you mean? Oh, I'm pretty hard to poison.
Poison?
It's an idea, isn't it? In Peru, they use it on the darts. Here, they use it on the players. Well, I'm in room 21, second floor, third door from the stairway. Good night, all.
From March 31st, 1951, you're listening to Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X.
The name Boucher disappears at the same time, and Kim Thurston arrives at Dublin's Blue Unicorn Inn, posing as a possible buyer of the documents in competition with four international criminals. A half hour ago, one of the four was found dead in his room, and now Ken enters his own room.
Who is it? Mr. Thurston.
Dagon, what are you doing here?
What do you think? Where have you been all this time?
Looking at a dead man.
That fellow Khan? Well, did you find out what killed him?
Sure. Heart failure.
Oh, well, then.
Brought on by a dose of poison.
Mr. X, I'm leaving right this minute.
But down that dark alley out there? Oh, you're a brave man, Dagon. And if anything happens to you...
Never mind. I'm staying right here in this room.
Who is Boucher? That's the important question.
Hey, maybe it's that Ivan character.
Maybe it's any one of them, including Jensen.
Oh, no, Mr. Thurston. He's too good a cook to be a crook.
That specialty dish? Well, I managed to look at the kitchen. Jensen's chicken fricassee comes in a can.
Oh, but then... But that means he's the one.
No, it just means he's lying, but he is a possibility. They all are. And they all know the authorities will move in on Khan's death tomorrow, so the heat's on.
Oh, then I'm staying right here, Mr. Thurston. You're not going to catch me off down the hall somewhere in the room all alone.
This is the hottest spot in the hotel, Pagan. But what are you worrying about? I'm the one who was offered the highest bid. So the whole gang will be out rid of... Good night, Pagan. where you are.
You are not in bed.
No, it's my night for insomnia. Yours too?
I slipped in here to make a deal with you, Mr. Thurston.
Huh?
Look, we have the two top bids. Why do we not pull them and then split the stuff between us?
Why don't you just outbid me and take the whole thing?
Because I don't have enough money. Ivan will beat us both out if we let him. His government is backing him. They will go to any lane.
Who is Boucher, Miss Dane?
How do I know? Maybe you are.
Maybe, or you.
Do I look like a man?
You could be a partner to one. Who poisoned Khan?
Ask Ivan. He used the same trick once in Casablanca.
And your trick seems to be a knife in the sleeve. Give it to me.
Stop it. Stop. You're hurting my arm.
Out to eliminate competition, huh?
I always carry it for self-defense.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to defend yourself without it for a while. Good night, Miss Dane.
No deal, Mr. Thurston.
No deal.
If you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Yes, sure.
Why do I ever get mixed up with Mr. X? If I get out of this, I swear by the... Maybe I won't get out of it. Maybe I'll be murdered right here in my bed like a dog in the dark with... rain coming down. Nobody even to care if I... Oh, no. Oh, no. That's it. Yeah. Just as good as a dead dog. Please don't kill me.
You feel his gun against your throat.
Yes, sir. I feel it good.
Well, keep feeling it. Answer me. I want to know who Thurston is.
Well, he's... just Mr. Thurston, that's all, sir.
You don't feel it good enough. Who is he? Who is he? What's he doing here? Come on, talk.
All right, all right. I'll tell you, he's... No, I can't do it.
Talk?
Well, he's the man called X. Oh, forgive him,
sir. That's it. Now, that explains a lot.
It does?
Zellschmidt. You've never seen me before, have you?
No, sir. I mean, how do I know? It's too dark to tell.
The secrets you don't tell. Do you understand?
Sure. I mean, sir, yes, I understand.
All right. I go on back to sleep.
Good morning, Mr. Thurston.
Miss Dane? Ivan?
Good morning.
See you now. Who is missing? Bertie and Jensen. And Khan, of course, is dead.
And Pagan.
I'll be down in a minute. Meanwhile, suppose we bring the game out into the open.
Go on.
All of us are after the same thing, and one of us is going to get it. So let's talk to Boucher and settle the deal.
Fine. Only who is Boucher?
Wait, they will not permit any deal until I hear from my...
Mr. Thurston!
What is it, Pagan?
The Jensen guy. I went to his room, like you said, and he's not there. He didn't sleep in his bed.
Well, he wouldn't run out without trying to close the deal unless he... Maybe he's in the kitchen. Come on.
Well, it seems we have all been tricked, Mr. Thurston. Jensen, Boucher, whoever he is, has got away.
Doesn't seem to make sense. And yet...
Maybe he was the one last night, Mr. Thurston, eh? You know, that made me tell about...
No, he's too tall. That man was short. More like Ivan here.
What?
And anyway, even if he did know, I think he'd make some attempt to close the deal.
Perhaps it was closed. Bertie is gone too, you know.
Wait a second. What's that noise?
It's coming from the closet door, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah, I know. He's in the lock. Well.
Oh,
who is it?
Well, let's get this gag off and find out. There.
Where is he? Where is he? Just show me where he is, and so help me, I'll kill him with my bare hands.
Kill who?
Criminal idiot who calls himself Jensen. Sure, do you realize he's kept me bound and gagged for 2 days, a prisoner in my own pantry?
Huh?
Said he wanted to lease the place, overpowered me, tied me up. So help me if I ever get
a second.
Hand.
Jensen's run out on all of us. Who are you?
Kerrigan is the name, sir. I'm the owner of the place. Just help me out of these ropes, I'll tell you all about it. Gentlemen, Miss Dane, it's a nasty experience, but I feel a whole lot better now.
I wish we could say the same, Mr. Carrigan.
So he double-crossed you on some kind of business deal, eh? And he's crooked enough, all right. I should have known it the minute I laid eyes on him.
I suppose you'd like us to leave as soon as possible, Mr. Carrigan, unless you plan to operate the inn yourself.
Yeah, not me, Mr. Thurston. I've lost enough money on it. Closed it down for good 2 years ago.
Mm. By the way, Mr. Carrigan, that painting on the wall by the dartboard... An old family heirloom?
Not exactly. It's been there a long time, though. What do you ask?
I rather like it. About $100 worth, if it is money you need.
Oh. It's a nice frame, Miss Dane. $200, maybe?
All right. At least I tried. Here.
Gentlemen, I call you as witnesses that I made no claims about the painting.
What do you mean?
I know what you thought, but you're wrong. It is not an original Utrillo.
I see. Well, taken again. I guess I had better get out of the game.
Wait. Notice the heavy layer of dust on the frames of the other paintings in the room. It's interesting that this one is so clean. So the deal was closed, Miss Dane, Mr. Carrigan, or rather Mr. Boucher. No, no, don't move.
You're talking like a fool.
You found out who I am from Pagon last night, so you had your partner Jensen run out to throw me off. Then you closed the deal with Miss Dane. Delivery was just made. The papers are hidden somewhere in the back of that painting. Hold it, Ivan. Stay where you are.
You're making a big mistake, Thurston. My name is Carrigan.
Is it? Look, if you've been locked up for 2 days, how did your shoes get wet from last night's rain, Boucher?
You know, that's really a very good question, old
man. Oh, buddy, come on in.
Watch him, Mr. Thurston. He's got a gun.
Yeah, I know.
But aren't you going to do something? Shoot him or something?
And have the British Secret Service do one of their best men?
Secret Service.
Thanks. Oh, we picked up that Jensen individual, Mr. Thurston, about 3 streets away.
Good.
My chap's searching Yvonne's room at the moment. Matter of poison, you know.
You'll need that cablegram.
Well, Mr. Thurston, it looks as though you have the high score. Pick up the marbles.
Thanks. There's a lot more involved, though, than that. The same old story and the same old game. Anything for a crooked buck. It's being played all over the world, too. With no umpire, no rules. By people who aren't worth a powder to... Well, we've just got to keep on winning, that's all. We've got to keep on winning.
That's our thriller for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to hear more from The Man Called X, more thrillers, more old-time radio in general, just visit relicradio.com. Find the podcasts listed on the front page, alongside links to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button if you'd like to help support the shows. Thanks, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Friday with another episode of Relic Radio Thrillers. Relic Radio Thrillers is produced by and for relicradio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.